Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, wellness, and fitness, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Lower Extremity Review, and MVP Parent Magazines, UK Health Radio. We got a great doubleheader today. It's a figure skating show. Annette Thomas, dance and sports educator, the creator of Ballet for Figure Skaters, joins me, along with returning Amber Gill, former competitive figure skater and a prominent skating coach. Then the sports doctor's in with some Bob Guider wisdom, your emails. Annette Thomas, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you for having me on the show.
And Annette is also the owner of Prime Radiant Press, LLC. Annette, give us some background on yourself and the world of ballet for figure skaters.
Okay. Well, I've been skating and doing ballet for most of my life. I've come from New York City, and my mother used to figure skate, and we would skate at Walman Rink when I was a kid. I know this sounds like it's going to be a really long story, but I'll make it short. She used to bring her skating friends from, you know, we used to go to Radio City Music Hall, Ice Capade. She had a lot of friends from there because she was in the theater world. And she would bring them to ballet class. And even at a young age, she would talk to me about velocity and how the speed makes the skaters look more graceful, et cetera, et cetera. And I started teaching ballet for figure skaters because our daughters wanted to learn how to skate. And it was very expensive. So I made a deal with a club. This was in the, I would say mid-1990s. And I said, well, I will give free ballet lessons to the skaters if you give my daughters classes. So it was a deal. And I found out there wasn't much information on tying in on-ice to off-ice training. And the more I looked and the more I asked, it was clear that a methodology from on-ice, off-ice to on-ice was not being offered anywhere. And so I just slowly decided and you know, just got all this material together, did a lot of research, did a lot of study. And I put together this program quite a few years ago, and I had a website at about 1999 it came out, and it was an educational website only. I also had a Yahoo group for ballet teachers and coaches to get together and talk about technique and artistry. And it just blossomed from there because I found no information really on what I really wanted to teach. So I created two books out of the program, and it just has blossomed from there.
You know, it's interesting, Annette. I don't know if you've been tuning into my radio show. I've been talking about this for 40 years, give or take a few weeks. the role of the foot and the world of figure skating and two sports. Yeah. That I list in my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, prodigy sports, ballet and dance and figure skating, where we have young children specializing very, very early. And what's interesting is over the years when I would see these skaters, they always seemed to add ballet as one of the things they were doing in the area, again, of off-ice, even though they might be doing some off-ice exercise and strengthening. So it's great to hear that you've been contributing and to that great combination. I don't know if there's two sports that require more foot stability, strength, flexibility, et cetera, when we're talking about ballet and or figure skating, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Yep, I totally agree. And the thing is that I think you became a little bit more aware of what I was doing and started liking some of my articles that I have been posting on Facebook because of an article I posted called "It All Begins With Your Feet." And I noticed that no coaches were taking off the skates and looking at the kids' feet. They were just putting on those skates and hoping for the best.
Well,
I didn't think
my,
that was a good way to go.
My famous poster boy, the 2010 men's Olympic figure skating gold medalist, Devin Lysacek, grew up in this area. And by the way, I'm matching your New York accent with mine as best
I
can.
That's great.
Evan was less than 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates. The idea of alignment and stability and balance, of course, ballet is a whole other challenge, trying to get anything in a slipper.
Yes.
Let alone a point shoe. But the point of that we've made all these years is I don't care what your sport is, you got to strengthen your feet and ankles. You really got to work your feet and ankles routinely as part of an important program. And we have to pay attention. Is your young skater flat-footed? Does she have high arches? Did she inherit her mother's bunions or hammer toes, et cetera, et cetera?
Mm-hmm.
And once you lock the foot in a boot, then we sometimes create all sorts of problems. And what we found over the years also, Annette, is besides the role of orthotics for problems, her feet hurt, her knees hurt, her heels hurt, et cetera, we found, I never had a coach call me and say, you know, you messed the kid up. Everything improves when you pay attention to that combination of the biomechanics and foot structure, and which is different than a custom fitting boot. And what was your favorite sport between dance and skating? Were you a skater or a ballet dancer, both?
I'm really a ballet dancer and a ballet teacher, but I just can't shake my head enough. Obviously, this is radio, so you can't see me, but my head is bobbing up and down, agreeing with everything, and even your terminology of locking that foot in the skate. To me, that's kind of like putting a point shoe on a kid that's like 5 years old and saying, we'll figure it out as we go along. It's like, what?
Yes.
You really have
big challenges, of course, you know, years ago, the greats, the Peggy Flemings, the Katarina Witts, the other great champions, Yamaguchi, all of these great skaters, there wasn't one woman who did triples.
Right.
Let alone
right.
today, seeing some of them working with quads and younger ages. Remember all these times you're talking to some of the young dancers and their coaches, when is it safe for that kid to get up on point and all of these kinds of challenges? So I really, really commend you for really being in the middle of all of this very, very important education. Again, when it comes to doing the two things all coaches and sports parents care about, doctors also, which is number one, can we prevent problems? Can we prevent injuries? And overuse injuries and repetitive motion injuries are rampant in both figure skating and dance, let alone the mental pressure on some of these kids. Everybody listening to the sports doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back years and see who were the guests, what were the topics, listen to whatever you'd like. If you want to go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you can read all sorts of information, everything from what's the best shoe to the world of concussions to the challenges of sports parenting. We have thousands of followers on the different platforms. We have a lot of great sports medicine education. Follow Twitter at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. We're talking with Annette Thomas and her world of ballet for figure skaters. What's the best website, Annette, people can find out about you and your work?
Well, it is balletforfiguureskaters.com. I have two books on Amazon. One is called Fundamentals of Alignment and Classical Movement for Figure Skaters. Kind of want to stay away sometimes from the word ballet because it has a bad rap, especially Russian technique ballet, which is the Vaganova method, which the original Vaganova method actually prevented injuries and was completely science-based. I have another book on Amazon called Lessons in Classical Ballet for the Figure Skater. I also have a video, a teaching video that's almost 2.5 hours long. And I do teach privately online for coaches trying to get that methodology down so that they understand that we need to work from the inside out and start with the feet.
You know, when we're talking again about a sport like figure skating, so much of it is art. So much of it is presentation. And, of course, a lot of it's been overtaken over the years with the physicality and the jumping and the jumping and the jumping. The tremendous amount of art, and I think that's why probably the dance world, it's always been a great combination in the world of figure skating. Of course, in figure skating, again, you're raising the center of gravity with ice that has no shock absorption, with a blade that has no shock absorption. That doesn't have a heck of a lot more of shock absorption. There's tremendous stress. Someone's doing a triple jump, they're hitting the ice with 7-8 times their body weight. It's amazing anybody survives. And this is why the off-ice conditioning, for years, we have included, again, the two big concepts, again, which is work, strengthen those feet and ankles, and work on balance, work on stability. We put these kids on tilt boards and mini trampolines and a great new piece of equipment you love called the Sand Dune Stepper, which is a piece of equipment that simulates standing and exercising on the beach, on the sand, working those feet. You know, my very famous former sports educator, Bob Guida, trainer of champions, I might be timing myself a little, but he would talk about his athletes. He'd say, I want to train their feet like Von Cliburn's hands. And Von Cliburn was a famous pianist. And he would always make such a big deal about working all of these areas of the feet, no matter what your sport was. And again, once you raise the center of gravity and you lock the foot in the boot, the slightest instability causes all sorts of challenges. I know you talk about pedagogy, right? Do I have to pronounce that right?
No, but that's
okay. Pedagogy.
Pedagogy. Pedagogy.
Pedagogy. It is, darn it.
Right.
Dead.
Yeah. Okay. Close. What it means literally is the teaching of children, but what it means, in other words, is that you have a methodology. It's something that you teach that is scientifically based, and you go from A to B to C without jumping any steps. So it's a very precise methodology in order to teach any kind of subject. So I teach ballet pedagogy, which means that I teach precision from the inside out. And for the coaches and for the skaters, I try to make this a unified method, because you'll see a lot of kids going to strength training. They'll go to Pilates. They'll go to their local ballet studio for whatever they think they're going to get there, stretching, grace, et cetera. But I want to present this as a unified method, not really making believe I'm Einstein, but, you know, the unified method of working with the body.
Well, when you're working looked at, there was a definition of the interplay between culture and different ways to learn. And again, when you're working with children, and both figure skating and ballet, you're talking kids 7, 8, 9 years old that's starting. And again, we have a world that I talk about all the time, and it's overkill times 20. So many of these serious youth sports and the overkill with these overzealous coaches many times, or now here with the personal trainers and the off ice. And my concern used to be, let's, you know, the kids doing 50 jumps a week, Why are we doing jump ropes and running up and down stairs on off-ice conditioning? What are you, nuts?
Exactly. Exactly.
So this becomes a very, very big educational challenge. And again, you know, the pedagogy, now I know how to pronounce it. The idea, again, when you're working with children and this whole methodology and preciseness, and this would be regardless of the topic or, let's say, the sport, true?
Right. This is true. Yes. You have to teach at the level. You have to, as a good teacher, you have to know the learning style of each of your students so that they understand you. You can't
the mental
expect
game,
a child.
Right?
Right.
We talk about the mental game all the time.
Right.
When you're dealing with parents and coaches, it's just such a challenge. I knew we'd run out of time with such a big topic. Give me again the website, Annette, that people can find out about you and the work.
Sure. It's just www.balletforfigureskaters.com. That's it.
Annette Thomas, balletforfigureskaters.com. Pedagogy. Annette, thanks so much for joining me. Hold on, Annette. Hold on. We're going to be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athletes. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his three decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctors' key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention
I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parents with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we are back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, and we've got Amber Gill on the line. Amber, a former competitive figure skater. She's been a prominent coach for quite a while, working with a world-class choreographer. Amber, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Hello, Dr. Weil.
Amber, give us some background on yourself and with as a skater and then becoming somebody who's been a coach of some of these top kids.
So I started figure skating when I was 3 years old. I was competing by 4 years old, and I loved it, but I had an unresolved lower back injury. And I had to retire by the age of 16, but I started coaching at age 17. So now I just got back from the 2023 championships with a senior lady, Alexa Gasparato. And Roheen Ward and I are co-coaching her and other athletes as well at a new facility in Glenview.
Yeah, we're going to definitely have Roheen on sometime in the future, Amber. We really want to. Funny, my first guest today, Ned Thomas, with the Ballet for Figure Skating, talking about the whole correct connection of the arts and dance in the world of figure skating. It's such a great marriage. Such a challenge. Also, when I saw that great article, you know, Amber was on the radio with us sometime in the past year or so talking again about the excitement of these competitions and whatever. And when you had a couple of skaters involved in these latest competitions, didn't you, Amber?
Yes, I did. I had a young man named Nathan Chappell at the World University Games in Lake Placid, New York, and Alexa Gasparato at the 2023 championships in San Jose, California.
You know, the ability to just get there. I used to tell these young skaters we'd see in the office, Amber, you know, they had been maybe to regionals and maybe they were going to mids. And I would tell them, really, and I really meant it, you know, just getting to be able to qualify to go to some of these challenges and contests nationally are a big deal, let alone to make it to those kinds of levels. How'd they do?
Well, it was their first experience in front of the camera, so they were very excited and nervous at the same time. But both of them had so much fun and are looking towards training this season coming up and hopefully qualifying again.
How old are they? How old are these two skaters?
Mason Chappell is 23 years old. And Alexa Gasparato is 19 years old.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned over all these years that I've seen skaters, I thought the earliest I'd seen one maybe was 5. So you set the record for me. Initially, I remember last time we had you on the radio, you talked about you were like 3 years old. And you ended up dealing with something that I've spent decades talking about, which are these various challenges and these overuse injuries in youth sports. Figure skating is famous. Again, you know, the better you are, the more jumping you're doing, and then we start running into sometimes all sorts of problems. You know, there ain't no shock absorption in figure skating, you know, between the ice and a blade and raising the center of gravity. That's what got in your way, wasn't it? The low back issues.
Yes, all the pounding from triple jumps, my vertebrae and my lower back are too close together. So, yes, it would have been nice to have more shock-absorbing skates.
We're still trying to get that done. I think, you know,
yes.
The great S.P. Terry, George S.P. Terry, and I, years ago, we worked on a layer of the forefoot as well as the heel that was out of the same material that's in the rear foot of a competitive orthotic. Unfortunately, it was the same time that everybody said, lighter is better, and they changed the whole industry. And the challenge continues, coming up with boots that can do something about absorbing, especially now you're looking at some females doing quad jumps. True?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Quad jumps now.
Wow.
For
you
females.
all the great woman skaters sometimes that I, you know, Peggy Fleming and Dorothy Hamill and Katarina Witt and Yamaguchi and Michelle Kwan and et cetera, et cetera. None of them did triples. Am I right?
Oh, no, they did triple jumps. They did through triple lutz and through double axel. So Christy Yamaguchi, she did as well. But then after that, now it's been more with triple-triple combinations. Some girls are even doing triple axels now, and some Russian skaters the quads.
You know, we've tried to keep up.
On these much lighter boots.
Yes. We've tried to keep up at the top end, the best we've got in custom prescription orthotics for optimum alignment in so many of these young skaters, and then the evolution of the off-ice conditioning to try to do the best we can to try to prevent problems with, again, all that jumping and all that pounding and all that landing and all that coaching. And, you know, one of the biggest challenges over the years is to get many of the coaches or the personal trainers to pay big attention to overkill. To, you know, these kids are doing a lot of jumping on the ice. So the last thing we need is them doing a lot of jumping off ice. Have you seen that challenge in your coaching world?
Absolutely. We're encouraging skaters to, first of all, wear the proper shoes when they come into the facility as they begin their dynamic warm-up, which is a huge challenge. A lot of them want to come in flip-flops and Crocs and snow boots and rain boots. And it's just like we need a solid pair of gym shoes and hopefully an orthotic to go in there. And as soon as they get to the rink, we encourage a strong dynamic warm-up. And when they get on the ice, at least an hour of edge work before they begin jumping so they can have longevity in the sport.
How is the cooperation when we're talking about coaches? I always ask you guys how your sports psychology skills are. You know, you're working with families and you're working with teams. How's the family dynamics and the parent dynamics work out when we're dealing with some of these young athletes who are so serious?
Well, we have a psychologist on our team that works with our skaters who also teaches a mental game class. Her name is Deb Norton, and she's really helping the parents and the skaters understand the challenges that come with competition. So even though when the skater is fully trained, prepped for the event, as those nerves and excitement come up, we're have a class and individual classes set up for skaters to develop with anxiety, fear, or excitement in general, or just having fun and how to keep focus.
Let alone the parental pressures. Many times where we would see, a couple of the chapters in my book, #HeySportsParents, besides the chapter Prodigy Sports, which is, again, specializing very, very early as the one sport. You know, we all want doctors, trainers, we all want these kids to play multiple sports as they grow and use different parts of the body. And that's great unless you're a figure skater at 10 years old, right? Or even now we're seeing it in soccer and tennis where there's such specialization, and there's so many of these overuse and repetitive motion injuries that stop a lot of these kids because of either overzealous coaches and or parents. And rest and recovery is such a big topic. So is nutrition with your world, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Nutrition and having the proper downtime is very important to us. We don't want the kids to burn out too early, whether it's mentally or physically. So I agree with you.
That's one of the biggest challenges. And again, the more talented the young boy or girl is, many times the more we run into these hassles. And there's been such awareness, whether it was Simone Biles at the Summer Olympics, best athlete in the world, saying, you know, I just can't do it right now. Or someone like a Michael Phelps with all his gold medals, bringing such attention to the whole mental side of things. And especially with serious competitions, like you said, who wouldn't be nervous? And do you find that the sports psychologists working with these kids and or their families proactively before there's problems?
That's what we encourage at our facility. Any athlete that wants to train with us, we explain to them how important the mental side of the sport is. So we want to address any issues, whether it's nutrition or time off. We also want our skaters to have minimum 2 days off during the week.
Rest and recovery, Amber.
Yes.
We're going to talk more about all of this. Going to ask you also about Roeen Ward, the whole world of choreography when we come back. Talking with figure skating coach Amber Gill. Just had some young athletes competing at the national and the international level. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of Sports Doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, we're back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're speaking with Amber Gill, a prominent figure skating coach. I just had two of her athletes competing in some of the recent championships. And Amber, you mentioned the great choreographer. Is it Roeen Ward?
Yes, Roeen Ward.
And tell us a little bit about him.
Well, Rohin Ward has been choreographing for skaters for probably over 22 years now. And he is coaching out of the Glenview Community Ice Center. He moved back to Chicago about 2 years ago. So he is just beginning the new season with new programs. So he'll have people flying in from out of the country and out of the state right now to start programs for this upcoming season.
Yeah, right back at it, right after the championships, right. Is he a skater himself, Amber?
Yes, he skated for the United States through the senior level. He is still able to do the double and triple jumps in both directions. He's a unicorn for our sport.
Hey, there you go. And again, you know, the art of figure skating is so special. I've got a couple of these young kids, one former national solo ice dance champion, Chloe Ryan, was 8-9 years old and put orthotics in her skates. Now she's graduating college. And, you know, so the whole art side, the pairs, as well as the dance and individual, challenge of coming up with these endless array of programs, and it really has to blend in with the coaching at the same time, doesn't it?
Yes, Rohin Ward also teaches freestyle as well, the jumps and spins, as well as the choreography, which makes him able to design the program to work for the skater going into their jump. So a huge work of art. It's beautiful.
And again, you know, some of the best athletes I've ever seen over the years are dancers. And there's just no doubt about it, about this, again, the physical demands of both of these art specialties. And again, the fact that we've seen a huge leap in the amount of jumping earlier and earlier. I have a group of a half a dozen 10-year-olds all doing double jumps already. And I brag about them all the time. One, Bella Rose from Long Island, when I was bragging about some of these kids, I had a Facebook post, Amber, and I was bragging about some of these kids. And I was saying my 9 and 10-year-olds, and I included Bella Rose. And at the time, she sent me an email and said, wait a second, I'm only 8 and a half. So I had to change the Facebook post. And so the safety of these kids regarding how physical everything is becoming so fast, how does this compare to the kind of pressures you faced when you were skating? Is it 2 or 3 times harder?
It's much harder and demanding now. Yes, absolutely.
And again, the mental side where we have expectations, you know, speaking of Lysacek, again, I had his mom on. Still, if you could find it on my website, Tanya, after the Olympics. And I asked Tanya, who, again, I was seeing for years with Evan, I said, how did you know whose goal it was, that you weren't pushing, that it was his, it wasn't yours? She said, you know, Dr. Weil, Evan had to be on the ice at 6:20 in the morning, and I never had to wake him up. He was in the car with his gloves on. Hey, Mom, let's go. I thought that was a fantastic answer when we start talking about these talented kids who maybe their parents are driving them.
Yes, that is definitely the number one reason. When the kid is ready even before the parent, I think that's a good sign that they love skating.
Right. And waking up in the morning. And again, the relationship again of, you've talked a lot about it, and might have saved you years ago, you know, the marriage again between off-ice conditioning and the in the area of skating. How young are your skaters? What are the ages that you are starting where they're coming in for lessons? You got any other 3-year-olds? No way.
I don't have any 3-year-olds right now.
Sure.
My youngest skater right now is 8, and I started working with her when she was 7, and she is working on her double jump.
Hey, so, we put her right in. We've got, we'll save a slide. fur. Right, man.
Yes.
once he hits those doubles and the are you happy with how the boot technology has evolved with some of the great name brands? And I find it a real specialty. There's only a few people. Mr. Edge is one of them, with Geppetto's, Rainbow, people that I really, really trust to fit these kids. How do you find the boot industry keeping up with the challenges?
I find that the boot industry is keeping up by trying to make everything as custom as possible. They're able to get the skates in a lot quicker now versus waiting several months. Now it can be several weeks. And any differences that a skater has in their foot, heat molding and reshaping the boot for how it needs to be for that skater.
That's one of the real questions. You know, when we talk about the role of orthotics, for example, and we say heat molding, yeah, the question is in what position, right?
Right.
The whole idea,
right.
Boot fitters should be about fitting. As we trying to get fancier with the biomechanical changes, I start seeing problems. You know, the thing was supposed to be form fitting and it doesn't stop bothering her. It's hurting her, et cetera, et cetera. So many times I tell parents all the time, get podiatry involved, get your young son or daughter's foot mechanics paid attention to, because again, figure skating multiplies dramatically these balance points. When you raise the center of gravity an inch and a half off the ice, the slightest imbalance many times, where we see these kids with bumps on the back of their heels, bumps on the inside of their arches, all because of motion control. I'm glad to hear that you feel that the boot industry has made a lot of, positive changes, between a stock boot and or the custom fitting. And but again, we want to pay attention. Skating parents need to be good listeners. You know, half the young girls I see, Amber, over the years as a sports podiatrist, half these kids have knee trouble. Their knees are bothering them because of foot imbalances. So this is something that we need to continue to pay more and more attention to as we start seeing these kids really pick up the pace, with the jumping. Do you find the kids that you teach are specializing in skating, Amber, or are they playing other sports? What's your experience?
All the skaters that I have are specializing in skating. So
yes.
As soon as we meet them, we immediately give them ankle balancing exercises and band work for their feet. And we always talk about the feet first. Take care of your feet.
Excellent. And then again, of course, the feet are attached to everything else. And that's why the second
Correct.
Exercise we make such a big deal about is all sorts of balance work. We want these kids balancing on mini trampolines. We want them doing tilt board, BOSU, the great sand dune stepper, which simulates the sand-like resistance. We really want to, where every time you create imbalance, the famous trainer, the late Bob Guida, my colleague for all those years back with Candy Brown, he coined it instability training. He wanted to create imbalance, so the body had to do the balancing. When you're coming down from a jump, you want every stabilizer you own turning on to cushion the landing, and that's what balance does for you. You pay big attention to that also, don't you, Amber?
Yes, it's extremely important for success and longevity in the sport.
The challenge, the next time I have you on, we'll talk about the longevity, which is again a whole other world, to say the least, and the challenge is no different many times than other sports where we see it's a teenager who starts, and by the time they're in their 40s and 50s, good luck to you in that regard. Amber Gill, what's the best site people could find out about you and your program quickly, Amber?
On Instagram, Amber Gill Figure Skating.
Excellent. Amber Gill, thanks so much. Hold on, Amber. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor.
Hey,
Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctors' key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Sports Doctor is In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests. We feature a bit of wisdom from the late, great Bob Guida, and we answer a few emails. We've got some great guests coming up next week. Monique Verport is going to be talking about ESP tapping, one of the most exciting areas of reducing stress, reducing anxiety very, very quickly. A lot of science behind emotional strength perception, EST. And then former West Coast mayor, a lady who's interacted with local government in so many different areas trying to make improvements. We're going to talk a little bit about maybe youth sports and school sports with Debbie Peterson. Following week, Chris Gandy, former basketball Olympian, former Chicago Bull, financial guru now joins us. All of those financial challenges, the sports parents, ex-athletes. And Walter Beatty, a man who has spent decades in the world of youth baseball safety, that whole interaction. Bob Guida, years and years ago, developed what was called the DARD, the Dynamic Ankle Resistance Device. When I would speak to a group after him, I would try to decipher what the heck he was talking about and translate. The DARD was a piece of equipment which fit over the foot ankle
foot ankles would be hanging over the end of a bench. There'd be a T-shaped piece of equipment with foam pads on the top of the ankles and an area down where you could add some weight so that we could work dorsiflexion, bringing those toes up, working the muscles on the front of the lower legs, the whole shin area. And it demanded stability and balance and became a very, very famous piece of equipment, again, as part of the philosophies that Bob Guida talked about that I chimed in with, which was the whole role of the foot and ankle in sports. Such important areas of strengthening these areas, world of rubber bands, and something like the dynamic ankle or axial resistance device. You can look it up. They're still available. I'm not sure who's manufacturing them today. Tremendous piece of equipment to add to your training room to work those anterior tibs. An email, Sal says, my son's 12 years old. He plays serious hockey. His heels bother him, sometimes in the back of his heels, sometimes the bottom of his heels. You know, Sal, your son's right in the middle of a big growth spurt that involves the big growth area in the back bottom of the heels. They can be aggravated running and jumping in any sport. They even can be aggravated in skating sports. Other thing, again, the back of the heel, sometimes we'll see these bumps developing because of excessive motion. You want to pay big attention to the possibility of orthotics, Sal, at least some sort of custom inlays, because motion and foot imbalance are very often a big part of this. Starts with pounding sometime and then is aggravated. For instance, if your son's got flat, tight feet, well, you've got rotation of the heels, rubbing on the back. You want to pay attention to that. Guida always talking about strengthening the opposites. Whatever sport involves motion, swinging a bat, swinging a racket, you want to strengthen the areas that slow that down or stabilize it. The muscles that bring you down from a jump, you want to pay big attention to all of this. The book continues to be an exciting part of all action. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Available on Amazon. Ingram, where teams and groups could find out about that. Check it out. Hashtag Sports Parents. Thanks, everybody. Sports Doctor. See you next week.